If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
This is truth. You hearing me? You ought to be rolling your shoulders back about now. You ought to tell the devil, I might have come in here burdened, but it's on the floor right now. As a matter of fact, it's under my feet. God said, look here, wherever you set the sole of your feet, I say, don't walk around building, set it on the word. Lord, because if you stand on the word, he'll give you buildings. Don't waste your time walking around buildings. Stand on the word. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory. My God. I don't know. I just don't like losing. Maybe some of you like it. And that's why you're letting the devil do what he's doing. I don't like losing. I have Chessmaster to play on my computer. That thing was so hard, I couldn't beat it. But I learned how to reprogram it. Now when that game starts, when it started the regular way, they would jump out in classic moves. Bobby Fischer would program this thing. And they would jump out and beat me in 3-4 moves, Ted. I hadn't paid $49.95 and couldn't beat this thing. I said, the devil is a lie. I watched Star Trek. Ain't no machine smarter than me. I went into the program and reprogrammed that bad boy. Then when that thing, because when it was regular, he would come out and move quickly. You know, King's Rook to my, just out. I went in there and reprogrammed that bad boy that when it comes on, I have all queens on the front row. And then when the game starts, it sits there counting. It won't move because it sees somebody getting the message that whatever he does, he gonna lose. You ought to reprogram the game. Let the devil know I got kings on the front row. And every move you make, you gonna lose, cause my king is in front of me. He's on the right of me. He's on the left of me. And devil, wherever you move, if you move on my body, my king has got you. If you move in my finances, my king's got you. And I'm winning this game before it even starts. Tell somebody, reprogram the game. There's nothing in the rules that says I can't change it. And if I couldn't, they wouldn't fix the code so I can get in. God has given you the code to get in. Whatever the devil throws against you, get the code. Rewrite the code. Time for my increase. Time for my increase. Tired of week after week, the people of God gather together, come in broke, leave broke, come in sad, leave sad, come in defeated, leave defeated. Somebody dances around the altar a little bit, falls on the floor, gets wrapped up by the ushers, and walks out defeated. I'm saying that's stopping as of now. You are going to learn the principles to sustain a joyful walk, and yes, you are going to have trials, yes, you are going to have temptations, yes, you are going to have things that come against you, but in all these things, you are more than conquerors. Time for my increase. Say that with me. Y'all still bougie. Put some stank on it. Time for my increase. My increase in healing. My increase in deliverance. Your increase in your children. I'm telling you now, the bondage on your children is coming off. Your children are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Praying for that, and it looks like those rugrats are just getting worse. Well, today, While you are worshiping God in here, while you are touching heaven with your praise, he is working on the hearts of your children. And now I'm telling you, by the word of the Lord, that God is going to give you supernatural increase in the lives of your children. This is what you've waited for. This is what you've come to God for. This is why you come to church. You came for this breakthrough, this day. And today the Lord says the walls of Jericho must come down. You are sure from 3 John 2 that it is the will of the Lord that you prosper and be in health. But now I need to take you to another part of scripture where you can be sure. Because I don't want you to leave out of here on an emotional high and forget the technicalities. Because see, you're gonna come down. Right now you feel good. You're all drunk. But you're gonna come down. But when you come down, I want you to come down sober-minded. That means just cause I don't feel it don't mean it ain't so. Right now you're feeling it, and that's good, but when you get outside, you're going to be surrounded by devils who are standing outside the door waiting for you because they didn't want to come in here because there was too much praise going on. They don't like it when you praise God. They don't like it when you give God thanks. So they're waiting for you by your car. They're waiting to touch your battery. They're waiting to touch your starter. They're waiting to touch your situation. But if you get this passage in Deuteronomy 28, the Lord said, if you listen to what I tell you and do what I tell you to do, these are the blessings that will come upon you. Notice it said that they will come upon you. He didn't say you had to do anything. I didn't have to do anything to grow up. I didn't have to do anything to grow up. I just grew up. It was my parents' responsibility to train me so that when I grew up, I wouldn't be a disappointment. But growing up was normal. Why? Because God put everything in me to facilitate growth. I want you to know that blessing power is inside of you. It is there as children of God. You stop letting people beat you down. We serve a magnificent God. Even when you fall and mess up, he's there to pick you up. He's there to dust you off. He might paddle your backside a little, but he'll pour in the oil and the wine because he doesn't stay angry forever. Don't be afraid when you make a mistake. I ain't coming to church because I messed up last night. No, that's more reason why you should. Don't hide from God. When I mess up, I run to him. I say, Father, I plead guilty and throw myself on the mercy of the court. I plead temporary insanity. I forgot who I was and who you were. In short, Lord, I'm crazy. Crazy is not a legal term, but that's what I tell him. I throw myself on the mercy of the court. I have no defense. None. I was rebellious and disobedient. Please forgive me. And Jesus walks over and says, get up, boy. I got your case. He's a lawyer, never lost. Jesus is a public defender, but he's also a private lawyer. And all of his work, not one of Jesus' legal services free. Not one. And don't you ever say that they are. Every one of Jesus' services were paid for by his blood because his death was not free. We walk in it. It's free to us, but it cost him everything. You better take advantage of it. You better go to him all the time, all the time. Listen, I'm sure God wants me well. You know how I know? Because he's given me an immune system in my body. Your body contains 13 systems. An immune system is one of them. Why would God give you an immune system if he wants you to be sick? He does not want you sick. And he's so good, he knew that we wouldn't be able to heal ourselves. He knew we wouldn't be able to do what was right. He knew we'd eat chitlins. He saw way down through time and said, look at my people. They're the only ones of my people that eat pig intestines. He looked over at Jesus and said, those are your brothers and sisters. But tell them to fill up on it now because ain't going to be none of that stuff up here when they get to heaven. And he gave us immune system. What does that mean? It means he wants us to be well. God wants you to be so well that everything you need to be well comes up out the ground. I know you women are sitting there, I ain't from the dirt. I'm from the man's rib. Yeah, but you still dirt one removed. You're a dirty rib. That's where man comes from. It was good dirt. And so if we come from dirt, then everything we need to sustain life and good health comes from the dirt. So why is the devil feeding us with so much processed food? Because he wants you to be sick. Ain't no bologna coming out of the ground. Ain't no cheesesteaks in the ground. There's broccoli, asparagus, lettuce, cabbage, turnip greens, collard greens. Ah, y'all shut up. Hey! And listen to me, we got to put the flavor in it. Don't put no fat back in it. Some of you say, well, I use smoked turkey. That's another class. But everything you need, and now even scientists are discovering that the vegetables with the bright colors are good cancer fighters. Isn't that amazing? Orange, yellow, red. Isn't that funny how God did things? He's so great, he could have made all the fruits and vegetables blue. That would have been unappealing. But he made the tomato red, the apple red, the banana yellow. Minions like bananas. You go up to a minion and say banana, they go. Cucumbers, green. Lord have mercy. Why is God so creative? That's how he is with our lives. The reason why so many of us have problems with our Christianity is because this is how we worship God. They were done like this for the last 40 years, and this is how we're going to do it from now on. And God is vast. He has little Finding Nemos and big killer whales. God is awesome. What made you think that he lost his awesomeness when it comes to us? That's why David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully, wonderfully made. It's time for my increase. You've been living underneath the devil's curse for too long. And as a people, we've been living under this curse since we came over here in slavery. And we've developed that mindset of being a slave, even though we're free. We still have that mindset of being a day late and a dollar short. And we bring that to Christ. And we need to stop.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
0745P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.